This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of weeks ago, I happened upon a Twitter thread from an elementary school principal talking about what his day-to-day in these pandemic times is like. Trying to run a school with teachers and staff and students testing positive and unable to actually come to school. Greg Moffitt is the principal in question. He's at Fairmont Charter Elementary. And the Twitter thread in question now has more than 20,000 likes, which, for those who are unfamiliar, for an elementary school principal from Northern California, is a whole lot. So we have gotten him on the phone. Mr. Moffitt, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Kai. It's great to be here.
So I talked about your Twitter thread up there in the introduction. So the first question obviously has to be, what was it like when you woke up this morning? What were you facing?
Today, I got to be in the crosswalk, and I've been out at recess supporting kids there. I don't have to cover any classrooms today. We managed to get subs for all of our teachers, and in between that, I'm checking in on kids, talking with parents, just doing the job.
Let's talk about some of the environmentals for you and for all school administrators across this country. First of all, at the district level, you're getting the support you need? Are there finances available for you? Those kinds of sort of educational infrastructure things?
I work in an incredible school district. And our district office staff, when we don't have a sub, when we don't have a staff member here, they come on out. They are here on our campus being paraeducators and student monitors and crossing guards and classroom teachers. So we do have a lot of money from the state and federal government. Our district alone has about $32 million to spend over the next few years. And we've spent about two-thirds of it. We still have another third left to go, but all of that money requires a plan. So I feel incredibly lucky by the district that I work in and the resources that we have.
What about the teachers at Fairmont Elementary? What really happens in the teachers' lounge, Mr. Moffitt?
You know, they laugh, they cry, they get frustrated. And I think we spend a lot of time thinking about how our kids are reacting and responding to this pandemic, but our staff are also living in the pandemic too, right? They're going through it. They have families. They have concerns. My job as a principal is to validate that and to see it and to help folks process. And I'm not sure I really sort of understood all that when this began two years ago. We were so focused on our kids, right? We were so focused on making sure they were okay. I have to spend as much time focusing on the staff to make sure that they are okay so that we can be there for the kids.
What's the community environment like? I mean, it can be fraught, right, with masks and absences and all of those things. What's it like for you?
You know, there's this quote by Dr. Michelle Borba, and she wrote this book on selfie, and she says that as anxiety goes up, empathy goes down. Mm-hmm. And so I think we are all facing lots of really anxious and worried people. We don't know what's going to come next. We don't know what new policy or new rule is going to come our way. And so everyone's emotions are at a heightened state right now. And so sometimes parents, sometimes teachers, sometimes kids, they unleash those emotions. I've been really, really lucky that folks are pretty understanding in our community. They want to keep everyone safe. They want to do the right thing. But definitely people don't all agree with what that is. You hope that people are respectful and civil, but that's really hard right now.
The school that he works at now is called Fairmont Elementary Charter School. It's up in Vacaville, California. Mr. Moffitt, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai. I appreciate it.